Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America. Watch this. Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios. Check it. This is it. Ring Talk live worldwide. Often imitated, but hardly duplicated. Get this. I've just done 4 decades, 40 years of knocking out all bums. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever so modest host. When I say modest, think caps. I'm a 4-time Golden Glove champ, and I'm an award-winning boxing writer. So supposedly, allegedly, I should know a little bit about boxing. But guess what? Frank 1961, my guy over there at Twitch.tv, he probably knows more than I. Bottom line is, open phone lines around the planet. If you want to join us, you can. If you dare, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, the UFC, Dana White, the pimp that he is, has got something going on over there in Saudi Arabia, just like Mauricio Suleiman. He knows who to blow. And the Sheik over there is giving him a whole lot of money as far as throwing events in Saudi Arabia's term. But the bottom line is, we'll talk about that a little bit later. Today, we'll spend some time with Kingsley Obey. Who is he? He is a heavyweight prospect, originally out of Nigeria, now living in Phoenix. Bottom line is, he's a friend of a friend. He's got some prospects. He's got some talent. He's got a story. He knew Ike Abeyabuchi. At one point in time, he was ready for the NFL. So we've got all kinds of stuff to talk about with the king. I call him King Kingsley. And we'll do that at about 20 minutes past the hour. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, the Regis Progress, trying to get his mojo back, of course, after losing so obviously. He was intimidated by Devin Haney. How can you be intimidated by Devin Haney? Devin Haney punches like a girl. Oh, should I say a girl that can't punch? I mean, that's just the way it is. And guess what? He got knocked down. So Regis Progress can't figure that out. Of course, he's taking on Josh Taylor. I think they're going for some type of belt at 140 or 147. But the bottom line is, Josh Taylor at one point in time was a fantastic prospect until he had to make weight and move up. Couldn't do it. Bottom line is, sometimes, you know, at 139, which was junior welterweight back in the days, I was rocking. I tried to step up to 147, and I got licked like a stamp. 8 pounds is a lot. Size matters in two things. Remember, pornography and combat sports. This is Ring Talk live worldwide. Of course, my wonderful producer today, the great Daniel Ogden. Daniel, take it away, please.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of 2 or 3 pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295. Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialists right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
What about Don Sutton?
Oh, I wore his ass out.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. I wore Don Sutton. Two guys on the Dodgers I wore out. Don Sutton and Bob Welsh. Oh, I could have went up blindfolded and got hits off those guys. I mean, really. I mean, Ray Charles could hit Don Sutton.
What?
And Ray had a hard time seeing the ball, man.
Yeah, he did. There's no question. We all know that.
That, of course, is the great Pete Rose, how he passed away a couple of weeks ago. We miss him without a doubt. He was a great boxing fan. At one point in time, he was one of Don King's ambassadors of goodwill. In fact, we had him at a card. I remember I took a picture of him. I can't find the picture, but I took a picture of him and 7-foot Nikolai Valuev. Valuev was some Russian hobo that had the WBA title at one point in time. I mean, he was like 7 foot tall, like 7 foot, 7 foot one, something like that. Anyway, him and Pete Rose, of course, Pete talked about not being in the Hall of Fame and, you know, how we petitioned the baseball commissioner time and time again. I signed all kinds of petitions to get Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame. They just didn't want to do it. Maybe they will do it post, you know, since he's passed away. But the bottom line is, I miss Pete Rose. He was a gas to be around. Now, speaking of another guy that was a gas to be around, I want to bring this up. I was watching some films last night, and some old films of Larry Merchant. And, you know, I looked back at The Godfather and HBO Boxing. I thought it was one of the greatest runs of boxing, without a doubt. Anyway, I was watching him, the Vernon Forrest fight with Ricardo Mayorga. You may remember that. Of course, that was the weigh-in in which Ricardo Mayorga flicked a lit cigarette in Vernon Forrest's face. And, of course, I was the only one that laughed at the weigh-in. Everybody else was in shock. I laughed. I thought it was the funniest spit with an H I ever saw in my life, okay? I mean, it was boom, imagine that. The guy standing on the scale, and the guy flicks a lit cigarette in his face. I mean, whoa, that's Mayorga, how bold as he was. Of course, street urchin, call him what you want, from Nicaragua. But the bottom line is, I laughed. Vernon got pissed off. Of course, Vernon went out there, and then before he went to the ring, you know, Vernon was rapping his way to the ring. He was rapping, and then he got knocked out. Yeah, when you rap to the ring, there's a few other guys. I forget, was it Jimmy Paul? Jimmy Paul, I think he rapped his way. Anyway, these guys rap their way to the ring, and they do their own rapping. Not having a rapper, they have their own rapping, and they get knocked out. Of course, I'm not a big guy in rap music, but the bottom line is Vernon Forrest got knocked out by Ricardo Mayorga, and Larry Merchant said, I guess he won't be rapping his way into the ring no more. Oh. I thought that was really cold. Anyway, bottom line is, it's been a long time since the U.S. has won an Olympic gold medal. Think about that. Andre Ward in 2004, that's been 20 years. Before that, it was Oscar De La Hoya in 1992. Of course, the last big run that the U.S. had as far as Olympic gold medals were concerned was back in 1984. And of course, that was a little tainted because I think the Cubans weren't involved. So, of course, Meldrick Taylor, Pernell Whitaker, Evander Holyfield, Mark Breland, and Tyrell Biggs. Those were the five stars of the Olympic team back in 1984, of course. And, of course, Holyfield, the bronze medalist, of course. Somebody said to me the other day, where do you rate him as far as all-time heavyweight champions are concerned? I don't know if I rate him anywhere as far as all-time heavyweight champions because he really wasn't a heavyweight, and he didn't even – listen – People say to me, he never failed a drug test. Okay, as far as the steroids go, I thought him and that Lee Haney guy who turned him on to steroids initially, I think it was Lee Haney who turned him on to steroids, that bodybuilder, I think they were slick enough to get around the test, okay? But you can't get away from the fact that the Nevada State Athletic Commission, and I saw the document, Evander Holyfield has, get this, folks, testicular shrinkage. You don't get that from old age, not when you're 40, okay, or 38. That's what he was back then, testicular shrinkage. Your NADs only shrink when you take steroids, and that's the honest to God truth. So Evander Holyfield, as far as being an all-time heavyweight is concerned, I'm just not there. As far as all-time heavyweight is concerned, of course, you really can't compare different divisions. I don't think so. I mean, different eras because of the fact that guys were a different size, and size matters in two things, again, pornography and combat sports. I mean, I couldn't compare Rocky Marciano, although he was the last truly great white hope, per se, as far as heavyweight champions concerned, that was in the 50s. I can't think about him like giving Muhammad Ali or Larry Holmes a bad time. I just couldn't see, or George Foreman. I just couldn't see him competing with those guys because he wasn't big enough. So as far as that era is concerned, in today's era, you couldn't match him between. As far as pound for pound is concerned, you know, the all-time fighters and this kind of stuff, that I think is a bit of a fallacy as well. And of course, it's all about objective. I mean, how you feel about it. It's all about how you personally feel. Ray Robinson, people think of the man born Walker Smith, of course, Jr., the welterweight champion, middleweight champion, of course, middleweight champion on several occasions. On some of those occasions, I think he gave up the middleweight title. I think that for Ray Robinson to keep his career going, to keep it honest, and I mean, in his own mind, keep making money, because, I mean, he was beating everybody up. The fact that he lost to guys like, No, Carmen Basilio? Come on, Carmen. You and I went back and forth on the radio that time. Of course, I sung Carmen Basilio, the former welterweight and middleweight champion of the world. I sung him happy birthday one time. He lived in upstate New York. I sung him a happy birthday on the radio. You know, he said to me, son, what did you do with the money? I said, the money, sir? What do you mean? What do you mean the money? He goes, the money your mother gave for singing lessons. So the bottom line is, me and Carmen was grading. Let's put it to you like that. He was great. He wasn't fun to be around. He used the fag word a lot. I mean, he used to like to drop that a lot, especially around Emil Griffith. I thought that wasn't cool. In fact, I was a couple times up to the International Boxing Hall of Fame when Carmen Basilio, of course, he lived just a few miles away, like in upstate New York, where he was just talking smack, and he wasn't fun to be around, no doubt about that. Another guy that wasn't fun to be around, somebody said to me, you don't talk about him much, is Smoking Joe Frazier. Joe Frazier, of course, the former world heavyweight champion, 1964 Olympic gold medals. I mean, good Lord. Had he fought Muhammad Ali, though, when Ali was in his prime, I think he'd have got licked like a stamp. I don't think he, I mean, all props to Joe, but I think the fact that Joe Frazier beat Muhammad Ali in that first fight, if you want to think that he beat him, but the bottom line is he knocked him out in the 15th round, hurt him badly in the 11th round, but the bottom line is Joe Frazier was mentally, how can I put this, obsessed. The only other time I've ever seen anybody mentally obsessed like that and physically their mental strength was Roberto Duran with Ray Leonard the first time. I mean, Joe Frazier's mental strength for that fight was unbelievable. And, of course, he deserved a nod. In a lot of people's mind, he deserved a nod. But then again, in some people's mind, Muhammad Ali beat him like a drum. But the bottom line is he was never the same. Of course, he would come back and lose to George Foreman. Of course, he wouldn't fight Muhammad Ali in an immediate rematch because he didn't want to give Ali any big money. I'm not giving the money. Bottom line is he fights George Foreman instead for a couple million bucks and gets knocked the duck out. Bottom line is, let's go to a break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Coming up, Kingsley Obe, right here on Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I took my gold medal, thought I'd invented something. I said, man, I know I'm going to get my people freedom there. I'm the champion of the whole world, Olympic champion. I know I can eat downtown now. And I went downtown that day, had my big old medal on, and went in the restaurants. At that time, black things weren't integrated. The black folks couldn't eat downtown. And I went downtown, I sat down, and I said, you know, a cup of coffee, hot dog. The lady said, we don't serve Negroes. I was so mad. I said, I don't eat them either. Just give me a couple of hamburgers.
Muhammad Ali talking about when he was Cassius Clay back in 1960, Louisville, Kentucky. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. We take it from San Francisco to probably Phoenix, Arizona, somewhere down around there. Of course, Arizona. Let's bring in Kingsley Obey. Of course, 14-2 is the heavyweight. How are you today, young man?
I'm good, sir. How are you doing?
I'm pretty good, man. How life is treating you good down there in AZ? It's hot always, huh?
Man, it's always hot. Always hot out here, but we definitely can't complain. Every day is a good day.
Okay, is Arizona compared to, is that like Nigeria, your native Nigeria? Is that about as hot, the same climate or what?
Oh, no. Arizona, this is hell. Nigeria, it is hot, but, it's humid, it's windy, it's green, there's grass. It's more like California, if you ask me, in my book. I'll compare Nigeria to California. But Arizona, this is just... hell on earth.
You know, I used to tell people, you know, when friends of mine that lived in New York, like when it was winter time and it was snowing, this, you can move. When you're 18 years old, you can leave. I mean, I would, Arizona, I'm worried about the water down there. I won't even live that long, but the bottom line is they don't have enough water, and I think that unless something dramatic happens, you guys can be drinking out of cups for a long time. You know what I'm trying to say? There was put it this way, Kingsley, I wish you the best of luck down there, but I need you to move to California where you can be cool.
Well, you know what? In the future, that might be a possible scenario to move down to California. But with all this stuff going on now, I don't know. You guys out there are too expensive.
Oh man, but you'll have money, my brother. You'll be rolling in the dough. Come on, you'll be like having armored cars full of money.
Amen, amen. Coming soon.
Now, speaking of money, did you turn down a deal with the NFL? I mean, you were with the NFL. What team were you with?
Oh, I played with the Cardinals. I tried out with them. I did not turn down a deal with them. And then I also played for Stampeders Calgary in Canada as well.
Is that Canadian football? Are they deep into that up there? Are the Canadians into that or what?
Yeah, Canadian football is great. It's amazing. But for me, they gave me off. What I turned down, it just was not enough to survive and run a family here in the U.S. and, you know, and live out there as well. Their offers are there. I don't know how the top guys there, but what they're offering is like, you could make that much bartending here in the U.S.
Ooh, you can make that much bartending. That was pretty cold. You're married. You live in Arizona. What's life like for you? I mean, are you full-time boxing? Talk to me.
Oh, yeah. Blessed. Not married yet. Engaged. Soon to be married. That's in the future. But, down here in Arizona, it's a blessing. Definitely can't complain. Boxing, I would say, I mean, full-time. It's all the time. Boxing, it's the future. I definitely, I'd say full-time, but I also own an insurance agency that I, you know, manage as well. That's my bread and butter.
So you're like the Yogi Bear of the heavyweight division. You're smarter than the average bear. I mean, obviously, you're running an accounting business. Is that what you said?
An insurance agency.
Insurance agency.
I would say I'm smarter than anybody. I think I'm the dumbest person out here.
No. No, here's what's up. I think I threw a cultural curveball at you because back in the day, we had this cartoon figure here in the United States called Yogi Bear, and everybody said he was smarter than the average bear. So that's why I was trying to tie that in. I apologize for that. Kingsley Obey is our guest, 14-2. When are you fighting again? Do you know?
As of right now, the date that they've put out there, obviously nothing is official until you have a contract, but we're looking at January 10th. Or it just depends if they decide to put me on the December 21st card, we'll be ready as well.
Okay, so you recently drilled Jack May was from Santa Clara, California. You drilled him. He was unbeaten, 10-0 with 9 knockouts. I mean, people didn't think you were going to win that fight. You went in and you knocked him out. Talk to me about that. Pressure going in or what?
I've learned, you know, to keep all the pressure away until we got into the ring. But, yeah, going into that fight, honestly, there was no pressure on my end because we prepared, we're trained. I was expecting him to be passing Fury that night. I expected everything and more. Unfortunately, it didn't go as long as I wanted it to go, but I'm thankful either way. But,
wait. You know, yeah, you're moaning about a first-round knockout win? Is that what you did? You're the first guy I've ever heard in boxing. Are you moaning about a first-round knockout win, King?
Yeah, I mean, I was ready for some blood. You know, I'm boxing because I love it. I love to get hit. I enjoy it. You know, I feel like I didn't get what I want out of that fight. I wanted to, you know, taste some blood, I wanted to get hit. I wanted to be a toe-to-toe battle. I wanted to come out of that fight saying, hey, I conquered this guy, gave it, you know. But it was just kind of, I don't want to say laid down, but, you know, we worked hard, so I definitely...
Wait. You mentioned lay down. Wait. How can you mention lay down? The guy was 10-0 with 9 knockouts. He laid down. You trying to say that you clipped him and he laid down?
No, I'm just saying that it was like, I was expecting more, you know, out of it. I was expecting to go... I was ready to run him in the 10th, you know, 10th round and go all the way. But, you know, it was there, and we took the shot. But I just personally feel like, you know, you worked so hard all this month, you're ready to go to battle. And then you get in there, and it's over in the first 52 seconds. I was a little disappointed because I wanted to get hit.
You know what? You could take that disappointment and stick it in your hat. I'm telling you like this, man. You got to take the knockouts when they come because the at the end of the day, I mean, the bottom line is you want to get in and out with, and you want to talk about being a warrior in this and that, but the bottom line is you want to get in and out with as minimal amount of punishment that you can. I mean, nobody wants to stand in front of anybody and take any shots, and that's not healthy to do. But the bottom line is you got a good record. Of course, talk to me about the Jared Anderson fight. Were you a little green there, 6-0?
Yeah, the Jared Anderson fight, you know, me personally, it was the best thing that could have happened to my career. Some people were like, oh, no, it's not a good thing. A lot of things happened, you know, before the fight that you can complain about and whine about. But I learned the most I ever did out of boxing in that fight. Looking forward to a rematch in the future. We've been asking for one. I hope to get that. But that fight, you know, taught me a lot of things with boxing, the preparation, the mindset. That fight, I lost that fight before I even walked into the ring.
Well, I got to tell you one thing. Right now, he's in the nut house. He's like a nutcase. I mean, the guy doesn't know where he's at. He was talking about retiring before his last fight. He got beaten in his last fight. What about the guy that beat him, Martin Bacoli? Is he the uncrowned heavyweight champion?
Martin Bacoli is a machine. He's a beast. He's a machine. I definitely, you know, he's a tough guy. You know, you can't go any harder than that. I've seen.
Well, Kingsley, I'm going to go back to the question. Listen to the question. Is he the uncrowned heavyweight champion? He's knocked out Oleg Usyk in the gym with a body shot. Usyk's was out of the game for a week. He couldn't train for a week. And, of course, he beats Jared Anderson's butt pretty good. And Jared Anderson was considered a top American prospect at that point in time. So tell me, yes or no?
I would say no, because I'm here. But he is a tough fighter, obviously. I mean, he's not the uncrowned. He's a heavyweight champion. He's a machine, but I'm the uncrowned heavyweight champion.
Okay. That's what I should expect. That's what I was expecting from you when I said, is Martin Bacoli the uncrowned champion? I thought you were going to shoot right back there, Kingsley, and use the opportunity to say, no, man, Pedro, I am the uncrowned heavyweight champion of the world. You're talking to him on the phone from Phoenix, Arizona.
Yeah, that was the nicest way to say it, but you know, now he's to talk about because he just beat Jared Anderson and he's knocked out Usyk in sparring and Anthony Joshua. So yeah, they're definitely talking about him, but we are the unknown yet.
Hey, so what's up with Joshua? Is it his chin? His chin just doesn't work. What's the story with Anthony Joshua? Why has he failed to? Why does he have the? What does he have? Is he got a bad chin? Yes or no?
I wouldn't say he has a bad chin. No, he just, the last fight, I watched it, I even went back a couple of times. The last fight he lost to Dynamite Dubois, I just think he got too comfortable. He got, you know, his confidence was too there, too cocky, and that shot, he was not expecting it, and yeah. But AJ is still AJ, my book. You know, he's still a world champion. You can't take that away from him.
Man.
But time goes on by, people get comfortable, and I think that's what's going on with him.
We're not high on AJ around here anymore. We're just not. We were at one point in time, 2012 Olympic gold medalist. I really thought he had a lot of potential. He could box, he could move, he could punch. I mean, I thought he had all the tools. But the bottom line is there's something missing as far as him being a complete fighter, just in my mind. Now, let's talk about Ike Bayabuchi. Are you related to him?
Yes, I've been told by obviously family members, our cousins, we are related. He's a big punch. I didn't even know much about him until I started boxing, and they're like, "Oh, you're following Ike's footsteps." And I'm like, "Yeah, our family cousin," and I'm like, "Okay, Ike." And then obviously got to know more about him and his story and everything. But yeah.
Well, he was 20-0 as a heavyweight. I televised his greatest fight, probably one of the greatest fights in heavyweight history. Him and David Tua going 12 rounds in Sacramento, California. I did that for HBO International. I televised it to the entire world. Larry Merchant said, "We just televised one of the greatest fights of all time." I said, yeah, Larry, and you televised it to the few people in the United States. I went all around the world with it. It was an incredible experience. Of course, Ike Bayabuchi winning that night. And then Bayabuchi had a couple fights afterwards, and he had his issues with a hooker in Las Vegas. But I got to tell you, when I was around him, he was erratic. And when I say erratic, I mean I'm a former policeman. He was nutty. I mean, I'm not trying to dog him or anything like that, but he was crazy.
Yeah, I mean, you know, this sport, you have to be.
No, Kingsley, he was insane. There's a difference. Now, I'm not talking about being crazy to box. He was insane. You weren't around the dude. He was insane.
Oh yeah, I heard he loves getting hit. He's just a different person all the way around.
No, he was insane. Definitely. All right. So anyway, what's up next? 14 fights, 12 knockouts. Obviously, you can punch. How long have you boxed? I mean, when do you start boxing? As far as amateurs concerned, did you have any amateur fights?
Oh no, actually, I had one amateur fight here in Arizona. It was against, I forgot the guy's name.
Mike Sapaya?
National champion. I think Blake.
Okay.
That's his name. He was a national champion. Obviously started boxing late after football for me. I think I started boxing at the age of 27, 28. And I only had one amateur bout, and he was a national champion. And after that, we decided to go pro.
Okay. What's next on the agenda? What's next on your you talk about November, December, maybe?
Yeah, December, November, honestly, meaning if the phone rings tomorrow, if it's right, we will definitely take it. I've taken fights with 1 week notice for Top Rank and ESPN. If the phone rings, we live ready, stay ready. So
okay, all right. Now, real quick, who's going to win, Usyk or Fury?
Great question. You know, I personally think Usyk will win again, but if Fury comes prepared and better, he will win.
Okay. All right. Mike Tyson and Jake Paul. Is that a fight, or who's going to win that?
If I'll put my money, I'll put my money on Tyson.
Okay.
But again, you know, he's older, but he still has that power. It only takes, you know, it's one punch in the right place.
He's Mike Tyson. The other guy's Jake. One guy's Mike Tyson. The other guy's Jake Paul. Big difference. Anyway, Kingsley Abe, I wish you the very best of luck, young man. 14-2, of course, 12 KOs. I wish you the very best of luck. You got a good guy with you down there, Mike Sapaya. Say hello to him for me. Say hello to your lovely wife, and we hope to talk to you real soon again. Good luck, my brother.
Thank you. Looking forward to it.
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Is anything in regards to who Tim Zhu is, and probably, if anything, show the warrior that lives inside him that he's never going to back down from anyone. And whenever Tim Zhu fights, I tell you, he'll always show up. So from us, we're still super proud, and I know all the texts I got from Australia are right behind Tim, and you know, it's just one of those nights. And I'll let you fire away a few questions to Timmy if you want.
Does that clash unnerve you at all when you obviously thought you may have reacted that to lose?
Can't recall.
Yeah, Timmy, just on that, did it felt like when you got buzzed early that you kind of maybe lost your feet a little bit and just had to fight on instinct after that point?
Can't recall.
Honestly, can't recall.
Kevin Garcia with Fight Hype. Yeah. Here's my question. Just explain whatever you're thinking about right now after that. You know, obviously, I don't want to ask you how do you feel, because we know it's a tough loss for you, but just what's going through your mind?
What the f*** just happened? Like, what did I get hit with? And I couldn't regroup, and I don't know, man. Just doesn't go your way, and you just have to... You just have to bounce back, you know. Like, I was positive after the Fondora, but I got to find more answers with this one. You know, like, this didn't go according to script. It was a little bit different. I felt unbelievable, I'll be honest with you. Got unbelievable. I had a great prep. So he got me, man, and he was a better man on this night. And we live and we learn.
Thanks, guys. Cheers. Thanks, Timmy.
That was Tim Zhu, former WBO champion. At one point in time, was the best junior middleweight in the world. Of course, statistically the best junior middleweight in the world. Of course, the guy that could draw the tickets down there in Australia, he could fill the stadium without a doubt now. 24-2, 17 KOs. Got dropped in three rounds. I mean, he got lit up like the White House Christmas tree. And the guys that fought him, of course, we're going to call him King Bakram from now on. Of course, he's 23-0 now, 17 KOs. I think he comes to us from the former Soviet Union. Bottom line is, he is the IBF junior middleweight champion. Props to him. It was a bit of an upset in the minds of some people because it was 7-1, and Zhu was a 7-1 favorite. Bottom line is, Zhu probably shouldn't have been in that fight. Zhu should have been fighting Fedora in the rematch. Of course, he and Sebastian Fedora fought, I think, in March. And, of course, the fight was marred by a foul in the second round, an unintentional foul when Fedora sort of elbowed Tim Zhu on the top of the head and he cut him open. But the bottom line is, Tim Zhu was bleeding like a pig, like a stuck pig, okay? I mean, he was really bleeding. In fact, I'm talking like bleeding like WWE. Back in the days when WCW had the guys bleeding all over the place, of course, blading each other to talk about professional wrestling. I mean, it was really, really bad. Something like the Sheik or something. One of the worst blood jobs I ever saw in my life. I'm saying to myself, if they're ever going to stop a fight on cuts, this is a fight they got to stop, right? And they didn't stop it. Bottom line is, Tim Zhu, of course, went on to lose a 12-round decision. But they could have stopped it after the second round when the foul took place, the third round, the fourth round, or the fifth round, and when they could have walked away with a technical draw or a technical win. One way, the bottom line is, they wouldn't have lost their title, they wouldn't have lost their O, and they wouldn't have lost their million-dollar status. And, of course, they're on the outside looking in. I'm talking about Tim Zhu, of course, the son of Kasia Zhu, the former world junior welterweight champion, originally out of Russia now, but he did his fighting out of Australia, all right? But the kid, how can I put it? He just didn't have it. I mean, talk about a guy that just didn't look like, I mean, he wasn't prepared for anything. The left hook kept hitting him and hitting him. And guess what? He kept taking it. And finally, the fight was over in three rounds. Probably the big upset of the year, 7-1, no doubt about that. The time was 155. Tim Zhu needs to think about another job. I mean, just telling him, two losses like that, the second loss being so brutal as it was a brutal knockout. I mean, the corner threw in the towel. I mean, his father had to be freaking out. I mean, his father was watching this go down. His father wasn't part of his career, of course, Kasia. I mentioned him earlier, former world junior welterweight champion. Lost to Ricky Hatton. I never understood that because I always thought I could beat Ricky Hatton. No disrespect to the UK or anything like that, okay? But I thought I could have kicked Ricky Hatton's ass all over at 140? I didn't think it would be close. I mean, but he beat Kasia Zhu. I was like, whoa. You know, anyway, bottom line is, Ricky Hatton underrated in the minds of some, overrated in the minds of others. Bottom line is, I thought I could have beat him, no doubt about that. So Tim Tszyu, we wonder what's going to happen to him as far as the future is concerned. But guess what? The guy that licked him, King Bakram, 23-0, 17 KOs, the ugliest junior middleweight champ on the planet. But guess what? He might be the best junior middleweight middleweight fighter on the planet as well. And of course, and I mentioned a little bit earlier that Regis Progress and Josh Taylor, I'll get to that in just a minute. But the bottom line is Dana White's doing his thing over, of course, in Dubai. And I've been to Dubai. It's the most horrible place I've ever been to in my entire life. I've been to 34 countries. Dubai was the worst, without a doubt. It's not because everybody smelled like BO, and that had nothing to do with it. It's just that it had nothing to do with the fact there was nothing but hookers there. It had nothing to do with the fact that the only time you saw anybody that wasn't a hooker was when they were a hotel employee and they were Filipino. It was Filipino hotel employees, Russian and Colombian hookers, and women wearing burkas. That's what Dubai was all about. Anyway, I didn't dig it, of course. And then the promoter burned me out of $12,000. I went to the airport with my check to get out of there. My airline ticket bounced. I said, oh, God, if my airline ticket bounced, Daniel, if my airline ticket bounced, you know that $12,000 check I had in my pocket? That probably was going to bounce too, right? All right? I got back. It bounced all the way back to Dubai a couple of times. Anyway, Harold Smith, may you not rest in peace. All right, take that back. You know, Harold took me around the world. He burned me in the end. He burned everybody else. Of course, he embezzled better than a couple hundred million dollars from the Wells Fargo Bank and went to jail for it. Of course, that's when he was promoting Muhammad Ali and other boxers, Muhammad Ali professional sports. But the bottom line, maps. But the bottom line is, you know, Harold took me to China. He made me Ali's bitch for a couple of tours. I mean, all that kind of good stuff. And he paid me to do it. So all in all, Harold burned me in the end, but I had some good runs with him without a doubt. Now, back to tonight's schedule. Of course, Jack Catterall and Regis Progress. Progress, of course, failing miserably last December here in the City by the Gay. Of course, talking about San Francisco when he took on Devin Haney. Devin Haney being the native son, even though he likes to say he's from Oakland. He's from San Francisco. Anyway, Devin Haney, of course, the guy that got his ass kicked by Ryan Garcia, and then they said, you know, Ryan might have had something in the system, he might not have had something in the system, but we don't know, but we're going to take the win off the board, we're going to call it a no contest. We're going to make like it never ever happened. I mean, you can't do that. You can't put toothpaste back in the tube. I've never seen it done. Have you? I've never seen it done. You can't erase the fact that Ryan Garcia whooped his butt from pillar to post. I mean, and that was the seventh round. He was down four times. Referee Harvey Dock said, I mean, that's what he was doing. He was stuttering, hammering, all that kind of good stuff because I think that he really wanted Devin Haney to win. Let me tell you, I think Harvey Dock, a lot of officials, when they're expecting something to go one way and it goes opposite the other way dramatically, they can't fathom it because they just can't. They can't picture it in their mind. Anyway, there's no way this is happening. And that's why you see these atrocious scores by some of these judges sitting ringside, is they can't believe their own eyes. I kid you not. So Catterall and Progress, of course, Catterall having some issues as far as his weight's concerned, but at one point in time, I thought he was a good fighter. I think that Regis Progress and Jack Catterall is an even fight. Junior Welterweight is going on the zone. Of course, I think that's coming to us from from Europe. ESPN Plus on the 30th, of course, of October, Juan Carlos Camacho versus Heisen Mama. They're fighting a flyweight. Listen, I don't watch flyweights. I don't watch junior welterweights. I don't watch junior flyweights. I don't want to watch midgets. I don't want to say midgets. I don't want to watch jockeys with gloves on. I mean, they just don't. They can't. They don't generate much excitement. They just don't. In fact, a lady I think she retired this week, was a CNS, a Sestrada. She's going to become a DAZN full-time broadcaster, but she was a 105-pound champion, I think, of the WBA. She was the most skilled fighter, pound for pound, in the world of women's boxing, including Amanda Serrano, all those other chicks. She was the best. She was the GOAT. The greatest woman. I mean, she was really, really good. But she couldn't fight anybody at 105 pounds. And she was wearing 8-ounce gloves. I mean, the combination of that made her punchless. I mean, even though she did score a couple of knockouts, the bottom line is I think it's a smooth move because evidently she's sleeping with that Chris Maddox guy at DAZN. And DAZN's, you know, come on, man. Might as well sign the contract while you can. I mean, you might not be a boyfriend or girlfriend in a year from now. Get the contract done right now. You can always go back to boxing if you want to. Believe me, I don't think you want to. You're a good-looking girl. Now, back to Dana White, of course, doing this thing across the pond, of course, in Dubai. Of course, you know, a couple of weeks ago, he drew 15,000 people or almost 20,000 people in Salt Lake City. He's drawn 15,000 people in Vegas. Of course, he outdrew Canelo Alvarez when they went toe-to-toe back and forth. Of course, Terrence Crawford, the former world junior welterweight champion, lightweight champion, I think, and now the junior middleweight champion, at least of one division, at least one sanctioning body. Anyway, bottom line is he went to the Fight at the Spear. That was the UFC card put on by Dana White. They drew 17,000 people. It was a $27 million gate for them. Of course, Canelo Alvarez across town only did a $22 million gate. So guess what? Dana White's kicking boxing's best guy. Boxing best draw, pound for pound. That's what they say Canelo is. Boxing's best draw, bottom line is. And Dana White's kicking his ass with a lot of, you know, I mean, not a real whole lot of big names, anything like that, but he's kicking his ass. So what I'm trying to tell you is I despise Dana White. I don't like Dana White. I think he's a pimp. And, of course, I told you before when I was a cop in San Francisco, I worked with a lot of pimps. I didn't work with a lot of pimps. I worked around a lot of pimps, okay? And pimps couldn't get away with giving the money that to their hoes, to their women, to their employees, call them what you want. But the bottom line is they couldn't give that amount, that percentage of the take to their hookers. In other words, if you had a hooker and make $100, you tell you, give me 90. You're going to keep $10. I mean, that's the way it is with ESPN, UFC. The guys are fighting for less than 10% of the take, and that's just not cool. Of course, Dana's got his own thing going on. They're making lots of money. I won't say he's a billionaire, but Dana's getting close there, without a doubt. Dana's got to be worth about $300 or $400 million, without a doubt. Of course, his share of the UFC was 10%, and at one point in time, they wanted to sell it real cheap, and he said no, and they made him hold. He told them to hold on to it. Bottom line is, I think they got $4.5 billion when they sold it, and he got 10% of that. So more power to Dana White. He's just the most despicable guy on the planet. I just don't like him. Anyway, this main event, of course, with this UFC event over there in Dubai, is going to be Ike Topuria, the champion at 145 pounds, taking on the ex-champion Max Holloway. Now listen, me and Daniel were talking about this a little bit earlier, but if ever there was a guy that's a candidate for CTE, it's Max Holloway. I mean, without a doubt. I mean, this guy just fights with his face. He's taken so many beatings, and you can't I try to tell people that these residual beatings, people say, oh, you know, he came back fine in his next fight. No, they leave scars. They leave damage, especially these beatings when you're on the ground. And listen, this ground and pound thing, that's, of course, that's what I'm against in the world of MMA. In other words, I'll go along with anything else you want to do. You can choke a guy. Of course, I got problems with that. But the bottom is, you can choke a guy, do whatever you want. But I don't think the ground and pound should work because it incites. It's just pure brain damage. It's not, or damage physically if you hit him in the body. I mean, when a guy's on the ground or on the canvas or on the octagon floor, whatever the hell you want to call it, the bottom line is there's no place for his head to go. No place for, you're hitting him in the head. His head can't bounce back. If he was standing up with boxing gloves on, he was standing up with UFC gloves on, his head would bounce back. Like, right, boom, boom, boom. His neck would be a shock absorber. There's no shock absorber on the ground except his head or his skull. So that's why I'm down on that. And, of course, guys are, you know, Chuck Liddell. I mean, you don't see any of these poster boys coming back for the UFC. How come, Dana White? How come you don't see Chuck Liddell doing all kinds of interviews? How come Chuck Liddell, at one point in time, the face of the UFC, the former light heavyweight champion out of Southern California, of course, why isn't he ever featured in these UFC events? Why? Because he doesn't talk that well. Of course, sort of like James Toney in boxing. Somebody told me James Toney was doing a boxing clinic in my native South San Francisco, California, at the Physique Magnifique Gym in the last week and a half. I think it was last week, anyway. James Toney, great fighter, pound for pound, one of the best fighters in the history of boxing, without a doubt. Of course, won the title back in 1991 when he knocked out Michael Nunn. That was in Davenport, Iowa. I think he was a 5 or 6 to 1 underdog. Of course, Nunn, second to none at that point in time, was undefeated. Of course, Michael Nunn and Ray Leonard never had the fight that I envisioned because, you know, when Michael Nunn knocked out Sam Mukalambe one night, and Ray Leonard and I were at a party afterwards at this disco. And I said, you know, Ray, I said, you came off like a big P-U-S-S-Y tonight on television, like you were scared of Michael Nunn. And I said, man, go over there and give Michael Nunn a taste of your mind. Blah, blah, blah. So anyway, Ray had a couple of drinks. So Ray went over there, bang, almost shoved him. I mean, you know, flinched up on Michael Nunn. Mike wasn't going for it. You know, Mike said, yeah. But the bottom line is Ray Leonard went over there and settled the score, of course. And then he would lose to Tony. And from that point forward, I know James never got the rematch. They never did a rematch with Michael Nunn. Michael Nunn moved up to 175, and he won a title. And, of course, he went to jail. He went to jail for selling a small amount of cocaine. Supposedly they hooked him up on some type of a RICO charge or something like that. So, anyway, he spent like 7 or 8 years in the pen. I kid you not. Then he gets out, and, you know, he's doing okay, but he's broke. He hasn't got any money. And, of course, the guy that guided him to the top, I'm talking about the late, great Dan Goosen, he's passed away as well. Of course, I think Dan would have reached out to Michael Nunn and tried to help him out. But the bottom line is, Michael Nunn's broke. A lot of fighters are broke. Guess who's broke? And I'm not sorry about this one. Michael Moore, the former light heavyweight and heavyweight champion of the world, he is bored. He's a guy that, of course, was a bomb maker. He used to make bombs in Emmanuel Stewart's house. Like, he did. Let's go to a break. He used to make bombs in Emmanuel Stewart's house. You got to pay attention a little bit more. He used to make bombs in Emmanuel Stewart's house, of course, and then he set off that bomb outside, almost blew the fence off the foundation. I kid you not. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
I know a place
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 4125.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Want to check out the Twitch page, of course, the twitch.tv, the Sports Byline USA channel. We go live every Saturday and Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific time, of course, live for Saturday for an hour, live Sunday for 2 hours. Frank's 1961 talking about referee Joe O'Neill. Joe O'Neill was a character. He sort of looked like Curly Joe, and he was like the last version of Curly in the Three Stooges, like in the 1960s. I kid you not. Anyway, the guy was a good guy to be around, but he was a nomad. Him and Randy Newman, those were two guys from the East Coast, two referees you want to mess around with. Joe O'Neill, of course, he basically told Roger Mayweather one day to go to hell in the ring. I kid you not. Now, the Camacho story. Somebody said they want to hear another Camacho story. It was 1992. Julio Cesar Chavez is about to destroy Hector Camacho. Not destroy him, but he's going to beat Camacho up pretty good in a 12-round fight. Of course, he lost a 12-round decision. I'm talking about the Macho Man. So the Harlem Hecker, call him what you want. So we are sitting by a pool waiting for a press conference at the Las Vegas Hilton, I believe. And Don King Productions is out there. And Don's not there, but everybody else is, as far as his PR team and this kind of stuff. And they're waiting on Hector Camacho. We're going to have a press conference out by the pool. So at the same time, we're all kicking out by the pool. Like Camacho's about 25 or 30 minutes late, like almost a half hour. And I'm looking at my watch. What's going on? Anyway, they got this little old lady in a wheelchair. And she's sitting right next to the swimming pool. She's in a wheelchair positioned right next to this water, okay, in a wheelchair. And I kid you not. So Camacho comes out of swinging, hey, it's macho time, head check. Anyway, doing all that kind of crazy stuff, right? And he walks over next to the person in the wheelchair, and he pushes the wheelchair into the pool. I kid you not. So the pool, the wheelchair, and the old lady in it sink to the bottom of the pool. I'm freaking out, saying to myself, oh, my God, do I jump in to try to help her? What? Anyway, Hector says, ah, it's a big joke. The guy comes up, turns out to be, it was a guy, not a girl, and he was an Olympic swimmer from UNLV. But the bottom line was a big gag, and he pulled the gag on the press. That was the great macho man, Hector Camacho. May everybody have a great day. Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific, on same time, same channel. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Daniel Ogden is the Saturday executive producer. Thank you, Daniel. Peace, love, and a ton of respect to everybody.